Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about Amazon, shall we?
Yes.
Amazon is currently has invested $4 billion into arrival of ChatGPT. So this is interesting because, you know, once again, we go from one hype to another hype. But this AI hype, I think, that's what it is, right? Everybody was talking about NFTs. Everybody was talking about crypto 4 years ago. Everybody was talking about NFTs 2 years ago. Everybody's talking about artificial intelligence currently. There's always going to be something new that people are talking about. It's human nature. Mm-hmm. No matter how many times you tell people, it's just, you know, it's human. Everybody. But this artificial intelligence thing actually does solve a problem. That's the difference. I know because I use artificial intelligence every single day. Mm-hmm. So this is an actual solution to problems. And now it doesn't mean that it's not getting maybe too much hype and maybe too much money might be going into it. Who knows? Only time will tell. But everybody's getting involved in it. We see Google getting involved. We see Meta getting involved. And now Amazon is getting involved. So, mm-hmm. All right. What do we think about this? Is this getting too much? Like everybody's a ChatGPT rival at this point, right? But nobody has really dethroned them. So is this wasted money or will this help Amazon and how is this going to affect their stock price?
How will it help? I think rival is important. And we spoke about this a few weeks ago and the company, when we talk about the company that they partner with, Anthropic, when you're the leader, people can watch your flaws, they can watch your mistakes and they can say, we can improve on it. And that's kind of what's happened with Anthropic. If you look at who the founders are, they come from OpenAI. And they can leave with some of the knowledge that they know, and they can create a new technology that runs faster, that could be more efficient. And now they have backing from Amazon. They also have backing from Google. And surprisingly, they have some backing from Microsoft, which is an investor in OpenAI. Mm-hmm. What it does for Amazon as far as AI is it puts it in a place where it becomes a one-stop shop, where you think about the number one cloud service in the world is AWS. You talk about a company that's creating its own semiconductors. You talk about a company that is selling its own AI applications, and now you're talking about a platform that has the knowledge and expertise that came from OpenAI to partner with. I think, again, another reason why I love Amazon long term. Will it help the stock? Of course. It really has set the template for now. Well, I mean, it's an AI war about who can have the first, who could have the best, who could be the most efficient. And so the leaders are going to be the leaders. The interesting thing that we need to do is, yes, Amazon will benefit from it, but who are the companies that can provide the supplies that make sure that their GPUs are running efficiently? And I think we're going to talk about a few of those, Ian, when we do Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
But that's how we have to look at this. Because, yeah, Amazon, they're already a multi-billion, almost $1 trillion company. Multi-trillion dollar company.
Almost 1 trillion.
Yes. I got their market cap right here. Well, they're going to be, in the future, we can see that, right? It wouldn't surprise us if Amazon was worth 2 trillion. That wouldn't surprise us. But there are going to be companies that are being made now and companies that are going to be acquired in the near future that we can benefit from. So the education around the space is the most important thing. Yes, Amazon will benefit. Anthropic, I mean, they're at the beginning of what their efficiency level will be, because again, this is still new. Like the Claude 2, I don't even know if people are familiar with it, but it just launched a couple months ago. And so people aren't even familiar with it.
What is that?
So Claude 2, when you think about ChatGPT, it's more of a prompt, right? You give it a prompt, it gives you a response. Anthropic is kind of similar in a sense, but it takes data. And so I'll give you an example. One day you texted me and said, hey, there's this lawsuit. Can you send it to Anthropic? So Anthropic will take the entire lawsuit. Maybe it's 37 pages. It'll summarize it in 30 seconds. And now you have a pretty much a summary of 37 pages in 30 seconds. That efficiency level is something that ChatGPT doesn't do just yet, as far as taking data and analyzing it.
It can do that. It's just not at that large.
Yeah, no, not even at that efficiency.
It can. Like an article. If you give it an article, it can do
it.
It
can summarize.
Yeah. It can summarize it, but it's not going to do it in 10 seconds, right? So Anthropic moves at 300 times the speed of ChatGPT. What it also can do is can take literature. And so if there's a book, it can take that in a PDF. It can summarize the book. Again, 60 seconds.
The speed thing is a little deceiving, though, because I use these platforms.
ChatGPT?
Everything is moving so quickly. Like, 3x speed is like the equivalent of like half a second. It doesn't really make that much of a difference. Like,
yeah, it's more of a marketing.
Yeah, it sounds good, but it's like if ChatGPT does it in 2 seconds, then they might be able to do it in 1.5 seconds. So it'd be like, we move so much quicker than ChatGPT. But I mean,
yeah, when you're
talking about the speed thing isn't really that big of a deal to me. But the amount of information that it is, because ChatGPT is limited to how much information it can actually consume at one time.
Consume or process. So that's why this
process.
That's what I'm saying. That's why speed is important, because it's able to process and read speed at a faster rate.
Well, ChatGPT can't even do it. That's what I'm saying.
It's not a speed thing.
It's just a consumption thing. Like, it can't consume that much information.
Right.
It just can't.
And so that's why the people who created OpenAI, the founders of ChatGPT, have left and created this. And so again, it goes back to that being the first. And now we're going to create something that's better. Who knows? Somebody might leave from OpenAI and head to Anthropic and say, we're going to create something different.
It's going to be improvements. Yeah. Sure. I mean, that's life, though, right? Everything's going to always get improved on. Technology gets improved on. So, I think it's beneficial. But will this help Amazon?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In what way
do you think?
It puts it in the space. So now we already know what Google's done inside of AI. We know what Microsoft is doing. The response is, well, what or how will Amazon incorporate it into its business flow? And so we already know Amazon's in your house already from an AI standpoint. We know they're in there with Alexa. We already know that they're venturing into healthcare. It'll get to a point now, I think, with AI you'll be able to create your own application, because that's what's happening inside of AWS when they merge with Anthropic. That's the goal, where people can personalize it for themselves. Right. So now you may not need a big AI chat box to do. You can literally create it yourself. It kind of goes back to when we were watching that TED talk, when the gentleman had the AI chip on his chest, and it had everything for his day and everything for his week already planned out for him. I think you get to that part, especially when you have that large of a cloud base and you have AI applications that you can build on top of or build on your own that you can make it super personal. You can create your own bot.
I do think it will have an impact on Amazon. The bigger conversation, well, we'll get to the hype part later, but think of AI as infrastructure. Like, there's no major city that does not have a tollway or highway. So if you're going to be one of the Elite Eight, Magnificent Seven, you're going to have some exposure to AI. So Amazon, even though they're a laggard in the AI race, it has to be done. I think the most interesting use case that I'm looking forward to see is how they integrate it with AWS. At some point, because there's a dispersion between jobs available versus the number of people that need to work versus companies and projects that need to increase the GDP. The chatbot thing is real. So I think at some point, maybe in 2 years, hopefully they'll spin off and businesses will have a lot more bots or agents to help increase productivity. I know Shopify put out the tool for what every meeting would cost if you had one. I think in the near future, though, they're going to tell you this bot will help you be 3 or 4 times more productive or help your top line. But as we get into a race, we have a bunch of things that's stopping the market from growing. It's definitely needed. I definitely, any big tech company, they're going to have to, in the next 10 years, they're going to have to build their own AI army. They're going to have to build their own chips, and they're going to have to find a way to acquire companies before the government cuts it off. We'll have a conversation when our guest comes on about the state of venture capital, if venture capital is ruined for the next 10 years. But I think there's going to be a small window. And the reason why the big seven or big eight keep getting bigger is because they're acquiring all of the competition. But yeah, I'm glad that they finally got into this race, definitely partnering with a great company. But more than anything, they needed the exposure in order for the valuation of the company to be able to continue and to skate to where the goal is for the next 5 years.
So
just really, really quickly, the name of the service is called Amazon Bedrock. So that's going to be the name of the service that they're going to provide when the two companies combine. So it lets customers build generative AI applications, kind of like what I was saying. So you can build your own application via the cloud, and then you can build on top of existing applications, which is something that we haven't seen yet.
That's smart.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.